Good day and welcome to the National Immigration Forum Midwest Dreamers Press Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference call over to Kathleen Farrell. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the National Immigration Forum Press Call on support for Midwestern Leaders for Dreamers. In September, the Trump administration announced an end by March 5, 2018, to the program known as DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, a program that protected some 800,000 young undocumented people from deportation and allowed them to work, study, and in many cases provide for their families. The end of DACA means that a significant number of young people are already at risk of deportation, and that number will begin to increase sharply early in the new year unless Congress passes a permanent legislative solution that addresses Dreamers in a constructive, compassionate way. This afternoon, we're fortunate to have with us on this call Greg Zeller, former Attorney General of Indiana and now Chairman of the World Trade Center in Indianapolis, and Liz Dong, Midwest Mobilizer for the Evangelical Immigration Table and Bibles, Badges, and Business from Wheaton, Illinois. Liz herself is a Dreamer and a DACA recipient. With that, let me turn to our first speaker, Greg Zeller. Please go ahead, Greg Zeller.
Well, thanks, Kathleen. You know, I've been involved with the National Immigration Forum in my previous capacity as Indiana's Attorney General, where within the law enforcement community, not just in Indiana, but throughout the United States, focusing on the need for Congress to address immigration reform, and particularly as it relates to kind of our law enforcement and the concerns we have about support coming from the immigrant communities to help law enforcement in our jobs. So it's something that I've focused on over the years. I think the last time we rallied the attorneys general, we had over 17 state attorneys general who were really pushing Congress at the time for a legislative solution and kind of an overarching immigration reform. Again, this was a bipartisan effort, and we may not have all agreed on exactly what type of reform we were each talking about, but from our own state perspectives, we recognized law enforcement really needed a comprehensive immigration reform. Now in my new capacity as the chairman of the World Trade Center in Indianapolis, we really focus on some of the problems we had with workforce. So it's really from the business perspective and the need for a diverse workforce, which in a lot of capacities mean an international workforce. Indianapolis is a hub for agribusiness, agritech. A lot of new companies from around the world are now investing in Indiana, central Indiana, in the tech space, which really requires a lot of people from throughout the globe to focus on developing of our tech space. So the call on Congress to at least address, which I thought was kind of universally supported, I guess it may not be only in Washington, but in the rest of the real world, particularly in the business community, it's pretty clear that DACA should be the easiest thing to move forward to. So I think the focus that I would bring to it is kind of the economic multiplier that Dreamers bring, the number of people who are already in the country, who've been educated and who are clearly Americans by anybody's definition, that can advance our economy and grow our diverse workforce is really essential right now. And I think the opportunity for Congress to show that they're capable of acting. So there's an awful lot of talk And having served in a number of capacities in the public sector throughout my career, I know talking is the easiest part, but we're really now calling on Congress to act. So I think right now, not next year, there's this urgent need to have full implementation of a DACA program. So by anybody's measure, I think today's the day to really call on Congress to act and to show that they're capable of moving forward. So I would respectfully call on Congress to pass legislation to protect Dreamers and to be serious about immigration reform. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Greg. And our next speaker is Liz Dong. Please go ahead, Liz.
Thank you, Kathleen. My name is Liz, and I'm, as Kathleen mentioned, I am a Dreamer and a DACA recipient. And as many of you know, Dreamers are students. They're doctors, engineers, business professionals, service providers, and many more. And for many Dreamers, the United States is the only home that they know. And for all of us, this is a place that we have established our roots and called America home. For me, personally, I came to the U.S. as a 10-year-old from China. As a dependent, came here legally under a H-4 dependent visa, and due to errors that our immigration attorney had made while my mom was switching her employer-sponsored work visa, and then as well as several events that were out of our control that took place, I ended up losing my status as a 12-year-old, even though we did not do anything to break U.S. immigration law. My mom had to try to appeal our case, and the only thing we learned was that under the current system, the only thing we could do was self-deport, incur a 3- or 10-year ban, and not be guaranteed for reentry. And so I went through high school undocumented, struggled intensely with my identity, self-worth, not being able to drive, not being able to work, or at the time attend a university, regardless of how hard I worked in high school. And that is because I didn't have a social security number and didn't have legal documentation. And it was really during this time that the local community, including the local faith community, that really spoke into my life and affirmed my identity and showed support, both in interpersonal encouragement as well as advocacy. I ended up enrolling in a local community college that was indiscriminate against status, and really by God's grace was later able to transfer to Northwestern University and to graduate. But even having graduated college with honors in 2011, I could not work legally until the implementation of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, in 2012. I started working in the private sector and soon learned about the efforts of the National Immigration Forum, the Evangelical Immigration Table, coming to know about individuals and these organizations that have advocated on my behalf. And now that I have temporary protection, somewhat of a safety net, that it was my turn to speak up. And so I'm currently also enrolled. In addition to my full-time advocacy work, I'm also a part-time graduate student at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business. With the cancellation of DACA, I stand to risk my work authorization, and also it's questionable whether I'll be able to complete my degree here in the United States. And this is not just an issue that affects me, but also hundreds of thousands of lives. Ending DACA means, without Congress intervening, means that many of us will not be able to continue to work and have gainful employment in order to support ourselves and our families. And even with the March 5th deadline, we are seeing that many DACA recipients are losing their work permits on a daily basis, even before we approach next March. So this is an urgent issue. I respectfully urge members of Congress to take action to make use of this opportunity to pass a permanent solution to protect Dreamers, to continue to allow us to be able to stay in this place that we call home, to continue to study, work, and give back to our communities. And just this past week, I, along with members of a newly launched initiative called Voices of Christian Dreamers, were in D.C. Meeting with our members of Congress to advocate for a legislative solution. We are encouraged by the support that we have been seeing from the faith community, from the business community, from the law enforcement community, and continue to urge individuals to speak up, as well as for members of Congress to really respond in the ways that American citizens and various stakeholders have been advocating for Dreamers. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Liz. Operator, could you please let media on the line know how to queue for questions?
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions.
In the meantime, I'd like to ask Mr. Zeller a question. Greg, what's your sense of the level of support amongst people in Indiana for a solution for the undocumented and for Dreamers in particular?
Well, within both the business community and, you know, at various levels of our state's engagement, I think they're really tremendous support, and I think there's some sense that it gets caught up in other issues about security and other aspects of immigration, but if there were a bill that was just about Dreamers, I have no doubt that Hoosiers would really be overwhelmingly supportive, especially the more they know about who the community of Dreamers are. I mean, quite frankly, they may be shocked that there's a problem. So it would be widely supported here among all levels of people in Indiana.
Thank you. And while we're waiting, Liz, you and this group were in Washington, D.C. this week, you said, right? Can you tell us a little bit more about the Voices of Christian Dreamers?
That is correct.
Can you tell us a bit more about the group of people you came with?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Voices of Christian Dreamers was just recently launched. It is a informal grassroots Dreamer-led network really dedicated to changing the conversation about DACA, about undocumented immigrants within the church and beyond. And when I say changing the conversation, I mean changing the conversation from one that is highly politicized to really helping to understand that immigration is ultimately an issue about people and therefore a biblical issue as it concerns human dignity, as it concerns human family unity and human flourishing. So our goal is through highlighting biblical teachings, highlighting the stories of Dreamers and immigrants and other resources to really help both educate the church and then also empower and equip the church to advocate in ways that are consistent with biblical principles. And Proverbs tells us that we are called to speak up for those who cannot speak up for themselves. And while we, as Dreamers, have a role to play in bridging the gap between the narrative of the church and the narrative of the immigrant experience, there's also both the responsibility and I think also the privilege of the church, and many of whom bodies of members are American citizens, to also be speaking up on behalf of immigrants and refugees.
Thank you. And what was the reception in Hill offices when you were there?
I think overall very positive. So in our full day packed with meetings, we met with 13 different congressional offices, and it seems that there is general support for Dreamers and just a appreciation for Dreamers themselves coming and opening up and being vulnerable and sharing their stories. And then also hearing both our own individual stories, but also the many other dreams that we represent, as well as the faith communities that we represent.
Great. Thank you. And, operator, could you let media know one last time about queuing for questions?
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1.
Okay, well, media generally aren't shy, and we do have folks on the call, so I think that means that Greg and Liz, you did a really terrific job of outlining the issue and the urgent nature of reaching a legislative solution. So I thank you very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thanks, Kathleen.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.